finding a body position that is sustainable for the next 15 minutes or so, that balances uprightness and the implication there of vigilance, attention, energy, focus. Balances that uprightness with ease and relaxation. The only way that our effort is sustainable on the path, on any path, is if it's balanced with our need for ease. And coming home to the breath. Coming home to the breath at the nostrils, or at the chest, or at the solar plexus, the lower belly. Wherever it's easiest for you to access the motions associated with breathing right now, the sensations associated with the breath. This good friend and refuge, this deep teacher of the breath. And let yourself feel at home there. This is familiar, safe ground. This is where you train the mind, concentration, in mindfulness, in wisdom. And from this safe place, from this solid ground, feel into the body. All of those sensitive places, either that you've been carrying around for a long time or that you're noticing are particularly acute right now after the kind of sharing that just happened. Find those places and bring the breath there. Let the breath, with its gentleness and wisdom, touch those parts of the body that feel the most vulnerable, that feel the most tight, that feel raw. And let the breath come in and massage those places. Let the breath be an ambassador of goodwill, of compassion. Remembering that the mind wandering is not a failure, it's an inevitability. And your prime capacity when it wanders, your directive is just to catch it as quickly as possible, note where it's gone, and then bring it back gently, patiently, to that tender part of the body. exploring this tender part of the body with the breath, with awareness. Letting the in and out breath trace the contours of the sensations in the body. Special attention when there's a pause between the out-breath and the in-breath, where the mind tends to get lost, tends to wander off. Using the sensation in the body as an anchor in that time. Keep giving the mind, giving awareness something to be with. Keep coming back with all the patience and determination and focus that you can muster without causing stress and tension. Breathing in through the sensation in the body. Breathing out through the sensations in the body. See whether this sensation, this tightness, this shape is porous, whether it allows the breath to move through it, or if the breath just moves around it. Has its shape or texture changed at all since you began to watch it? Is it possible for you to approach discomfort with a sense of compassion and ease and goodwill? Can you know that this thing is not dangerous, it's just a sensation in the body? Can you know that this thing won't kill you? Can you just be with it and watch it? Can you just let the breath be with it? Can you give up the excess tension around it? So many times when our anger arises, fear arises on top of it, and then anxiety, and then shame, and then confusion, and then more anxiety. Just be with whatever layer is there and cut off the story. Just accept that what's present in the body is present and just be with it. Just breathe with that. Gratitude that we have a body in which we can do this practice, with which we can do this practice. Gratitude that we have the breath as a teacher and a guide. Gratitude that we have a community of support. Gratitude that there is somewhere that we can get our needs met. That there is somewhere we can go for community, for ease, for honesty. For space and connection. Gratitude that we have everything we need right here in this moment to do good work. To become more peaceful, more gentle, and wiser people. Breathing in gratitude. Breathing out a sense of ease. May we become increasingly more able to direct our attention toward gratitude and joy. May it be so for all beings. The sound of the bell echoes the truth of impermanence.